Hello, this is Gene Wolfe with Kemp Smith. I'm joined by my partner, Gregory Martin. We're in the business department, and our practice is primarily focused on tax and tax planning. Well, the 2020 election is in the books. There was no blue wave. In fact, the Republicans picked up 10 seats in the House. But the Democrats now control the presidency, the House by a slim margin, 222 to 210, and the Senate by even a slimmer margin, 50 to 50, with Ms. Harris breaking the tie. Unfortunately, the 2020 election was bookended by violence. The front bookend was violence carried out during 2020 in the midst of the COVID pandemic under the pretense of racial inequality. The back bookend was violence carried out yesterday under the pretense of election tampering. This morning, the Wall Street Journal aptly asked, will voters on both sides of the partisan divide now see compromise and consensus as preferable to continued deep division? That's a good question. Now let's turn to tax policy. What does a Democratic-controlled Washington, D.C. mean for taxes? Biden clearly stated in his campaign that his agenda is to raise taxes on the wealthy, presumably those listening to this brief podcast. Gregory, why don't you hit some of the highlights of the proposed tax increases?
Biden's focus on the wealthy can be broken down into several categories. One is the corporate tax rate. There appears to be a general consensus among Democrats that the current 21% flat tax is too low, and Biden has expressed interest in increasing it to 28%. Turning to real estate developers, there has been a renewed focus on eliminating 1031 exchanges and carrying this onward in the business context is the payroll tax context. There is talks of, for the first time ever, putting the Social Security tax on wages above $400,000. Now, in the estate and gift tax arena, Biden has mentioned that the current $11.7 million exemption amount is too high and would prefer to bring it back down to $3.5 million. Then he's also mentioned a desire to basically go back to 2009, which would mean a only $1 million gift tax exemption amount. So the estate tax and gift tax exemption amount would no longer be synchronized, and there would be an increase in the tax rate from the current 40% to 45%, as well as an elimination of the step-up in basis. All of this with the goal of raising federal revenues.
Well, and Gregory, you completed your master's in tax last year at SMU, and one of your professors was part of the tax policy team under the Obama and Biden administration. Why don't you talk a little bit about what takeaways you have from Professor Hanna's discussions with you?
Well, what he told our class when we were there, because he'd been in D.C. during the Obama-Biden years and was one of the architects of Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, was at least during the Obama-Biden years, there was no interest in tax reform. They thought there was going to be, and they had kind of geared up, and there was none, despite a general consensus during the Obama-Biden years that certain tax rates were too high. However, the Democrats do feel that the Trump administration overcorrected and pulled them too low. So there is a chance taxes will be a priority. However, typically when presidents come in, they get one big legislative push. So the question is, are taxes the biggest priority facing Biden, or are there other issues out there, such as COVID relief, immigration, etc., that take priority and perhaps push back any possible tax changes?
So what's your best guess on timing as far as tax changes if we see it?
As for timing, each newly elected president has a honeymoon period, and really, you know, if they're going to do this, third quarter of this year would be probably the time you would see it, because really, the Democrats, if they're going to increase the taxes, they've got about a year and a half to do it, because in 2 years it's election time again, and probably 6 months before, so at the one and a half year mark, people will already have started campaigning. So this kind of needs to happen quickly, but in light of COVID relief and other issues facing the Biden administration, the second half of the year, third quarter, seems probable.
So while there is a chance that we could see tax legislation sooner, I think history and reason probably dictate it's Q3 of 2021. Well, what should people do in light of impending tax change or possible tax change?
In light of this, if you're wanting to take advantage of the estate and gift tax exemption amounts as they stand today, the sooner the better, because they may not be here tomorrow. And if you deal in real estate and you've been thinking about a 1031 exchange, it is probably ideal to speed those up in the event those areas are significantly changed during the course of the year.
Well, Gregory, thank you, and thank you for those who are listening. We've included in a link to a presentation that Gregory, Carl Ryan, and I made at the Plaza Hotel to our clients on October 15th. It's a slide deck that analyzes and compares the changes that would occur under a Trump administration versus a Biden administration. And so I'd encourage you to look at that, and I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you've enjoyed this time. Thank you.
Thank you.